And it can be on the twigs in the tree, any dead wood. It can infect your fruit and cause wherever it hits, there's a rotten spot develops on each fruit. So you try to get it under control early. And insects also coming out at that time. Stink bug is usually working very early in the season. Cat-facing insects, grasshoppers. All of these insects do damage to the fruit early. So you try to keep a spray on to kill these insects out so that they do not develop in the orchard and can cause a problem. We use parathion, lead arsenate, of course, was on the spray schedule for years, but has recently been taken off by the environmentalists. So we cannot use lead arsenate anymore. We use guthion, which is another deadly insecticide. So the spraying begins in March, usually. And
1968.
From that point on, the sprays have to be applied every 2 weeks throughout the summer until the fruit is harvested. Well, in April, you can usually see the fruits developing by that time. The blooms have all been pollinated. A peach is self-fertile, and the pollen from its trees in the orchard will pollinate. You don't have to have a different kinds of varieties out in the orchard to cross-pollinate. The same variety will pollinate its own. And the peaches develop, and they're usually about the size of a dime about that time in April. And you're still spraying, trying to keep them covered up with a fungicide and insecticide to keep off insects and diseases. Around April 20, the apples begin to bloom. So I have to start spraying apples too. So we have peaches and apples being sprayed. And a little bit later in April, pecans begin to put out foliage, new foliage, and they require spraying. So I have three different crops I'm spraying at the same time. And I'm using fungicides and insecticides. In some cases, when I get in a trap there and I get equipment broken down, I have to call in an airplane to do my spraying for me. We call in a crop duster that flies over the tops of the trees and drops the spray on top. In April, the pecans begin to bloom and the pollination takes place and the young nuts begin to grow. And the apples are also blooming along in that time, are usually in full bloom by April the 20th, and the young apples on those begin to grow. And in May, we began getting the packing house ready because we're going to start packing fruit usually by May 15, by the middle of the month. One of our first peach varieties is ready to pick at that time. I spend some time usually in May working over the machinery in the shed, trying to guarantee that everything will run like it should when it comes time to crank up. I also go out and put an ad in the paper about that time advertising for help to work in the packing shed. The packing shed usually uses about 75 people. Yeah. Year in and year out, some of them come back and some of them move on. So in May, we're pretty busy. We're spraying all these crops, getting the packing shed ready. We're harrowing out new orchards. Any grass that's come up in them, we're trying to keep the orchards clean to give them a good start so they have no competition from weeds.